We speak with Alison Brooke, National Executive Director of the Relationships Australia. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning.
Yes, this Sunday is the International Neighbour Day.
That's right. The last Sunday in March each year is Neighbour Day. And it's a time where we suggest that people just remember that their neighbours are really important to them and to make contact with neighbours, perhaps even people that you haven't made contact with before.
This is an international celebration, isn't it?
Well, we run the Australian Neighbour Day. There are other Neighbour Days around the world, but they're not particularly connected, no.
Yeah. And this is the 13th year of Australia celebrating Neighbour Day?
That's correct, yes. It started in 2003.
And what are the activities or programs that's going to be happening on Sunday?
Well, we don't run any particular programs. I organise a Neighbour Day celebration in my own neighbourhood. But what we do is we provide resources for people to help to connect them with their neighbours. And we also work with councils and other not-for-profit organisations to assist them to help neighbours to connect better with each other.
It's usually like a gathering within the neighbourhoods.
Well, it can be all sorts of things. It can be whatever people want it to be, which is the value of it, in my view, that it's not anyone dictating a type of activity, but it's more about encouraging people to connect in ways that are meaningful to them. So it might be that you're a very sociable person and you invite 30 people to your home or to have a street party or a soccer match or something. Or it might be that you're quite a private person and that you just want to make a quick connection with the old lady across the road to make sure she's okay and maybe have a cup of tea with her. So it's anything that people really want and that is meaningful to them.
And this is the second year that Relationships Australia took over the responsibility of the annual celebration for Australia, isn't it?
No, it's a third year.
Oh, sorry, it's a third year.
Yes.
Tell us about Relationships Australia. What does it do?
So Relationships Australia is a national organisation. We have about 110 offices around the country, and we work with families and communities to, in any way where we can help to smooth over and help people with relationship issues.
Does it include family issues?
Yes, particularly family issues.
And in the case of Relationships Australia, what are the usual issues that you have tackled in the past or that you continue to tackle?
Well, it's a really broad answer to a good question. Post-World War II, going back a very long time, what is now Relationships Australia started as the Marriage Guidance Council. And in that organisation, it was volunteers who worked with servicemen who were coming back from World War II and were finding that their relationships at home were in trouble once they got back from the war. And so it was about working with families in that era to try and keep families together. And then subsequently, you know, society has moved on. So now we still work with families at times of crisis in a marriage or in a relationship. We also work with individuals within families. We also work with children and we work with communities. So we say that any relationship is our business. And so that's why we're very committed to Neighbour Day and to the relationships within neighbourhoods, because we think that good connections within local communities is good for individual and community mental health.
Yeah, for a country as diverse as Australia, how important is it to celebrate neighbours and be aware of our neighbours?
Really, really important. And you're right, it is a diverse country. And sometimes that diversity makes you feel a bit anxious about knocking on someone's door where you're not conscious or you're not familiar with the customs or maybe even the language, but there's an international language of friendliness, you know, and it doesn't matter what background you're from. If someone connects to you in a way, is friendly and makes you feel like you belong, you're more likely to want to stay in your community, build resilience within the neighbourhood you live in and feel much happier.
And a positive social connection with our neighbour bring us specifically security and safety for communities. isn't
it? Yes, that's right. Neighbour Day was started when the remains of a woman's body was found in a built-up suburban area in Melbourne, and she'd been dead for 2 years before anybody noticed she was missing.
Oh, wow.
And that's why it was started. You know, what sort of community do we live in that we can not even notice that someone's not been there for 2 years? So it was about just becoming more aware of your surroundings, making sure you know when there are vulnerable people in your street, and just checking in on them from time to time. And that's about their safety and about creating a safe living environment for the vulnerable people around us.
It's like looking after each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. How can communities strengthen their relationships with each other's neighbours?
Well, it depends on how you want to connect. I think at the sort of the baseline, if everybody knows that there's a particular neighbour they can go to when you're anxious or there's a particular problem you've got, then that gives them a sense of security. So at the very least, you want every neighbour to have somebody that they can go to if there's a problem. But much more than that, there are all sorts of ways in which you can connect together to provide practical support, but also a social connection. And so that there aren't the numbers of people in our community, as there are at the moment, who are feeling very isolated and very lonely and don't have a sense that they belong in that place.
And there are organisations like Relationships Australia that can help them.
Correct. The Neighbour Day part is about neighbours helping each other and themselves. So Relationships Australia doesn't really come into that other than we want people to do it, so we're providing a number of resources, particularly for councils, to get communities together. Relationships Australia, on the other hand, is certainly an organisation that works with people and communities all over the country to help them connect better.
Yeah. And lastly, for those who want to know more about the Neighbour Day celebration and about Relationships Australia, where can they get information from?
So both websites, neighbourday.org is one of the websites. If you go to neighbourday.org, there'll be a whole lot of resources there for you, including invitation cards and all sorts of things if you want to get together with your neighbours and do it in that way. And also some resources on why good neighbourhoods, connected neighbourhoods, are good for you. Relationships Australia has a website, and it's relationships.org.au. And if you go to that website, there's a whole lot of resources on good relationships as well.
And looking after each other isn't just on Neighbour Day.
No, it's for every day.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alison Brooke of Relationships Australia.
Thank you.
In your community, Inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.